Welcome back to the thing that I do, and this is going to be the fourth catch-up episode. That means it has been 1 month since catch-up, which is pretty cool because you know I don't know what I was going to do for this long, which is nice because I actually like committed into making the whole weekly thing happen. So yeah, that was actually cool. And it is 1:35 a.m. This is the first time that I am not recording an episode like on a Monday morning. Like earlier I was on the morning on Monday, because I don't know what happened, man. I was just like tired. I don't even know what happened. No, I was tired. I did not have the perfect like scenario, the perfect state to record an episode, and even now I still don't have. So like, just ignore any sounds in the background or anything. Anyways, I hope you guys had a nice week, and I hope it was good. I've not eaten any bad jollof rice since that day, sure. So yeah, I literally tried to avoid it like throughout that whole the week after that. So yeah, and I think I did, you know, my mission was successful till like I think Sunday night or so, or be Friday, I can't remember. Anyways, this last week I got a cut on my thumb, you know, I got electrocuted. And somehow, my socks go flush down the toilet. It has been crazy, honestly. It has been very, very, very weird. And now we're in May. That's the fifth month. I don't know, apart from all that, I've been having a good time, you know. I've been around my people. I've been happy. And I'm happy being a finished man and all them things. So, yeah. I feel like this is like the first catch-up episode that actually like took down notes of some things that happened during the week that I wanted to like talk about. So yeah, me and my friend the other time were talking about attention span, which is actually very important thing. You know, I think it's like something that is important, but people tend to neglect a lot attention span. I feel like a lot of us, our attention spans are becoming lower. Why? because of all these short videos. I'm not getting to this TikTok or anything. But I think it started from a TikTok, like TikTok post. It was TikTok slander on Twitter. So one of my friends replied, I was like, bro, this attention span thing is actually very serious thing, and it's actually very true. That's why a lot of people can't make it past the episode itself. Some people can't watch like an hour, 2 hours movies, talk less of even 3 hours. And it's actually a lot if you think about it, because you know it is important in a way. I guess like I noticed like during class, in like a 2 hour class or so, like the first 1 hour I could be up and it could be 50-50. Like the first 1 hour I could be very active, and then the next 1 hour my mind will never be there, or the first 1 hour my mind is not there, and then maybe I sleep small and then wake up and then the remaining time my mind is there. But I feel like mine is fine. I feel like my attention span is okay. Maybe I don't like class. Because I'm not always on anything where I really have to watch videos like that. And I watch a lot of movies and they're like an hour, 2 hours. But I still feel it too, because it happens to me as well. I still feel it, like, why can't I pay attention? So my friend was like, so I was like, okay, what do we like do? What can we do? You know, he was like, read books. Like, actually just... like get a book, you know, just read a book just like that. And I don't know, I guess that helps. I guess I'll do proper research, but I've always felt like, reading books should actually be some form of solution. Just staying off a lot of things and trying to engage in longer things doesn't sound right. Basically, he was like, do the boring stuff. I like how he said, do the boring stuff, because that's kind of what sometimes we lack patience. Everybody wants everything to be, real quick, straight to the point. To get the joke as an instance, so people don't even like build up again, that kind of thing. So yeah, if you feel like you have low attention span, I think you should maybe search about it, just check the internet or something, and also try and stay off, like, I don't know, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels. Like, we should cut our phone time, I guess. It's coming from me, because, I mean, if you're a university student, I think you need your phone all the time just to even know what is even going on around school. But, apart from that, you could take some small breaks in between, just sit back, talk to somebody, watch a movie, I don't know, Sean, but yeah, I just feel like I should talk about that attention span thing, because it is actually, it's a serious matter. It's not so serious, but, like, in a way it is actually, because you notice, everybody notices eventually. Anyways, what was I even saying again? Yeah, I need to get the more. I don't know if I'm going to do catch up next week. Depending on how comfortable I am, because getting a comfortable position or comfortable situation to record is just getting harder every week. And I knew, Sha, I knew this was going to be my fate. I knew it. That's why I didn't even. I'm trying my best, honestly. Yeah. So you know how, like, finish watching something, like how I finished watching fucking Amazing Spider-Man 2012, and I wanted to, like, swing everywhere. I finished watching Whiplash, I wanted to be a drummer. I watched La La Land, I wanted to write the musical or something. And then, like, I don't know, I have this, I just have this, and all these are movies, how to make a movie, like, at least one time, at least. Like, it will not be bad. Me and this my friend always have, like, really screenplay ideas to each other and things. So, like, it's just really cool. You have your whole. It doesn't even have to be anything serious. It doesn't even have to be, like, anything serious. It can just be you and your friend. Like, last year, we did videography, like, okay, we had this entrepreneurship classes we were taking, and I chose videography, for obvious reasons. So, today we're recording it, and I just realized how fun it was, and it was like, it was really fun. My friends made all these small, very stupid, small short films in between, when we were learning the whole class. They were very funny. And at the end of the whole thing, we wrote our scripts, and then we had to film it. We had to film it. Yeah, we had to direct it and all that, edit. My script was basically about, like, two people telling the same story from different perspectives. Like, they're telling the same story, but what they're saying about it does not correlate. It's kind of, my guy told this person, told this person, told this person, and then the end user will not get the main information. So these two people now are just telling based on what they know. So nobody really actually knows what started this fight or what instigated the fight. So now you now have to guess. Like, you're kind of like, oh, who is actually correct? That was, like, the whole concept behind my own. But, like, I don't really get the whole editing right. I got the filming and all, sure. It was a really nice concept in my head. And then when I started editing, I was like, okay, how is this going to go? But, like, it was all good. Maybe one day I'll upload it somewhere. God forbid. all good over. I don't think it's ready for the public eye. So yeah, you know, any form of any type of movie actually. I don't know why people. I can understand why people discriminate. Sure. Some people don't like singing. Some people don't like love. Some people don't like a lot of things. But like, I don't think I discriminate. I think I can actually just watch anything, to be honest, because I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. You know, while I'm at it, should I recommend? No, I cannot stand recommending anything now. Because if it was me that they recommended for, I might not actually like be into it. I don't know why I'm like that. Yeah. But anyways, I think maybe not for movies, but the movies I've seen for recently, Boogie Nights, is kind of old, and Citizen Kane, that one is really old too. But all the shows I watched this year have been really great. The Last of Us, Beef, Dave and Barry. Dave is about Lil Dicky. Beef is that was about two people that were angry with each other, and the whole thing spiraled into like just became so out of control. The Last of Us, you know, is based on this game about like infected people, post-apocalyptic shit, and people are trying to survive. And Barry, I cannot even explain Barry, but Barry is a really, really good show. Like, I can't even put my hands on it. Like, Barry is really good. I'm starting to feel this impending doom that's of like schoolwork creeping in. Because we had this one assignment that was had us like walking around, you know. It wasn't that hard, but there's all these things that kind of happen that you now have this impending, you have this feeling, yeah, it hits you again that oh fuck, more work is about to come, more work is about to come, and I just need to like prepare my mind, you know. Man, I just need like one moment to just breathe, probably gone, hug my girl or something. I don't know, man, but I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. No fi kill me, man. No fi kill me. Yeah. That's basically. I just feel like my schoolwork is about to come and slap me right now, and I might not be ready for it. But I will. I will. I mean, I won't. But you know, I'll still do it. And then, yo, I think that's it for today's episode. I don't know if you liked it. I don't know. I just feel like it's just me. Just random, anything. Yeah. So, I guess I'll see you guys. I don't know. I don't know. I'm making another one. But thank you guys for listening. I don't like really expect this one to really go like that, but people are listening. So yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's okay. You know, I just feel like. I don't know how I feel about it actually. I don't know how I feel about ketchup, but it is nice. It's just nice not to have like I don't know. I don't know. Recording, I cannot say recording it is nice because bro, it's not. People, different, you're surprised how much noise people make in the night, honestly. Anyways, man. I hope you guys have a nice week. Hope you guys have a, you know, lovely week. It's May, you know. I hope this month is great for you guys. You guys should drink water, eat cake, hug somebody. You know, don't be afraid to, I don't know, man, do a backflip or something. Yeah, and I'll see you guys next time.